I know people are excited for the start of the NFL tonight, but I still can't get last night's double overtime Raptors-Celtics game out of my mind. That was a great game. This NBA playoff basketball is something else, especially because it's being played in just like a regular gym. A lot of fun and a lot of intensity last night. But let's start with the 101st season of the NFL beginning tonight, Thursday Night Football on NBC. That's how we'll lead your morning buzzcast for Thursday, September 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Yes, Thursday, September 10th, the start of the NFL season. Texans visit the Chiefs. If you start your day today, there's a couple of things you're going to want to read. First, Roger Goodell and NFL Chief Medical Officer Alan Sills write an op-ed in today's Washington Post previewing the season, talking about how it's such an unusual season. A couple things I took away: they acknowledge that they are cautiously optimistic about the season. The on-field action seen on television will look different. Same with the on-field action in person. They also wrote there will be, quote, speed bumps and perhaps detours along the way, end quote. And they end by saying, quote, we believe that we have the right measures in place as we embark on a second century of football, end quote. So a pretty good read from Commissioner Goodell and Alan Sills about the start of the NFL season. There are a ton of surveys about the start of the NFL season, but this one did strike me. The American Gaming Association had a national survey late August. It showed that 4 in 10 American adults say their excitement over the NFL season has dimmed for various reasons. About 36% of those surveyed said increased political activism around the league has caused lower enthusiasm. 19% cite the absence of fans in the stadium. And another 17% blame the inability to gather with friends to watch games. Overall, this is one survey that showed a real decrease in the amount of enthusiasm for the upcoming season. There's also really light ticket sales in Kansas City tonight for the opening. That surprised me. R. Karn Dingra is reporting in Morning Buzz that the secondary market is seeing a far lower level. Yahoo Sports has a report saying there are soft ticket sales, not just in Kansas City, but in Jacksonville as well, where people can get in the lower bowl for as low as $40. So you're going to want to keep an eye on the markets that do allow fans. Kansas City's one of them. What the marketplace looks like. For the Texans and the Chiefs tonight, both teams have expressed their desire. For the Texans and the Chiefs tonight, both teams have expressed that they plan on having some sort of protest, some sort of unified protest against social injustice and racism. That'll be at the start of the game tonight. It'll be interesting to see how NBC covers this. Meanwhile, going forward, our John Oran reports that the NFL's TV partners will not drastically change their national anthem policy despite all the attention focused on possible player protests. Each of the league's TV partners will show the anthem as well as the singing of Lift Every Voice and Sing before game telecasts this week, just this week. But then they don't really have plans to show it later in the season. They'll only show it if it becomes newsworthy or for bigger games or if it becomes part of the league's narrative. Meanwhile, Fox will be the only NFL network to use virtual stands during its NFL coverage. It'll use the virtual fans during one game this Sunday, Bears-Lions, and they hope to use more virtual fans for games later in the season. The other networks will not have the virtual fans. Let's talk about players because it's unbelievable. The top-selling player jersey across Fanatics since August 1, guess. Come on, I think you all know it. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. It's amazing. He is at number one. Of course, everybody needs the new Brady jerseys. I found that interesting. He had 49ers tight end George Kittle at number two. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes at number three. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton at number four. And Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson at number five. So four of the top five to quarterbacks. Best-selling team on Fanatics since August 1st. Surprise, maybe. The 49ers at number one, Cowboys at number two, Chiefs at number three, Raiders at number four, and Patriots at number five. Let's go to a little sponsorship news for the NFL. They announced this morning that USAA has renewed its deal as the exclusive military appreciation sponsor of the NFL in a multi-year deal. Now, USAA has been alongside Nationwide in the insurance category. The NFL is one of the few, if only, leagues that I know that can split the insurance category. Now, USAA has been a sponsor since 2010, but the company did get some feedback from its members in 2017, when some USAA members demanded it drop the league after players knelt during the anthem, company officials told R. Ben Fisher yesterday that that did not give the company any pause when it considered its renewal for this year. Meanwhile, the NFL signed mobile app Postmates as the league's official on-demand food delivery sponsor. That's a new category heading into the season. You are seeing the food delivery category really become very, very active. That company becomes the NFL's 37th corporate sponsor. That's a lot of NFL news. Let's switch to a couple of other things that may be of interest to you. The Athletic is reporting that the Houston Dynamo not only may have a significant brand change, but that the club's controlling owner, Gabriel Brenner, has expressed interest in selling his share of the team. Now, Brenner, his ownership interests also include the NWSL's Houston Dash. It's not clear what degree or how far along he is in possibly selling, but that would make two MLS teams with some majority shares on the market. Of course, Real Salt Lake and possibly even the Houston Dynamo. The Houston Dynamo have had a few ownership changes over the years. You know, baseball's coming to the end of its season. We've talked about what their plans are for the postseason. The LA Times is reporting the league is close to finalizing its format. Right now, teams would not move into a bubble until after the first round. The league's divisional series and the league championship series in the National League would be played at Globe Life Field and Minute Maid Park. And in the American League, it would be played at Dodger Stadium and Petco Park. Meanwhile, the Rangers' new home, Globe Life, will host the World Series, as are early plans in baseball now. But baseball has to probably make a decision on that fairly soon. Justin Timberlake, he's getting into baseball. He is linked up with the group Music City Baseball, the group that is trying to bring Major League Baseball to Nashville. The team's plan name would be the Nashville Stars. Meanwhile, I do want to look over at the UK because a very interesting story is developing there. You're going to want to keep an eye on because England sports leagues want to welcome back fans. Of course, that is the plan. But right now, those plans have suddenly been put in jeopardy because Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that plans for stadiums to partially reopen on October 1st were under review because there's been a COVID-19 surge in the country. That's terrible news for the EPL, as CEO Richard Masters said that it would be absolutely critical that fans be allowed back inside stadiums as soon as possible, and that the failure to do so could cost clubs up to $1 billion during the season. So the EPL really trying to get fans there as early as October 1. Right now, those plans are in jeopardy, but that's a story to keep an eye on because certainly it could have ramifications on other leagues. That is your Morning Buzzcast. It's a very busy Thursday. It is Thursday, September 10th, the start of the NFL season. Hope everybody enjoys NFL kickoff. I'm Abe Madcore. I will talk to you tomorrow.